Yes, welcome to TDFradio.com. Remember that drunk conversation you had?
Yeah, we're still having that.
No joke, this is welfare podcasting at its finest.
We have a mixer sitting right beside us. It's not even hooked up. We're not even using it.
We're not using it. We have Googled how to podcast and come up with what you're hearing right now. The mixer that we're not using is an Alesis 8-channel USB multi-mix mixer. It's nice. I personally spent $100 on this a couple years ago.
It'll be on Craigslist probably around, you know, $50 to $60 in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, so, look for it. We're probably going to end up using something else when we do turn this.
I don't know,
sinking.
But welfare podcasting is working out all right.
If welfare podcasting works out, we'll sell that. We'll sell the Alesis mixer. Someone will use it. Probably a podcast much better than ours. So TDF Radio. What is it?
You don't get to know.
You don't fucking get to know. You don't get to know what TDF Radio is.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. But it is alcohol related.
That's all we're going to say.
That's all we're going to say. Cheers.
Cheers. What are you drinking?
I am currently drinking a Bud Light. The Prince of Beers.
The Prince of Beers. I am drinking whiskey. Neat. It's glorious. Glenlivet, 12 year.
Interesting fact about the Prince of Beers. This is not my favorite beer by any stretch of the imagination. However, the Prince of Beers was coined by my good friend next to me.
Actually, I stole it from somebody else, and I edited the Wikipedia article to put it in that it was the Prince of Beers. It was only removed recently. It was up there for like 4 years.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was still up.
Nah, somebody decided that it was false.
I don't think it's false. I think it's still true.
I agree.
All right. So, who the fuck are we? Why are we on here? What are we doing?
Because we're awesome.
We are awesome. I guess we can give a little bit of background information about who we are and how this ragtag group of alcohol-fueled, alcohol-drinking mongrels ended up on the internet.
I'm James Ridgewood. It sounds like a porn name. I don't know what to say. It's legitimate.
James Ridgewood.
Yeah. Say that again real slow to yourself.
James Ridgewood.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I go by Todd Worthington. It may sound familiar. It may not. Fuck you. I don't care.
You're listening to me. It's not selling porn, though.
It's not. That's not what's important. What's important is what we're drinking. Agreed. Cheers. Coming soon, hopefully, you will be able to see what we're drinking at all times. You'll never be able to see our faces, but
we'll make sure that you can see the beverages as they get consumed over time.
The beverages will change from show to show. Maybe. I don't know. We're going to be drinking and we're going to be talking. We're going to be having those debates that you have had at every bar you've ever gone to, those epic times that you've been out with your friends, those movies that you saw drunk, the movies where you snuck in a bunch of booze and bought a couple of Cokes and just dumped it and went to town.
Never done that before.
Never, never. I don't know who does that kind of thing.
Who does that?
I don't know who does that, but you know what? We might do it. We might do it on this show. We're still figuring out just exactly how to welfare podcast.
That we are.
It's going to be good.
From America's finest city, by the way.
America's finest podcast from America's finest city.
Agreed.
If you don't know what America's finest city is,
fuck you.
Fuck you. Maybe that's our theme here, James.
I think it is. Fuck you.
Fuck you is our theme. Now, if you have made it through us screaming at you,
telling you to fuck off for like a solid 5 minutes here,
That's all we've been doing. For a solid 5 minutes, we've been telling you to fuck off. Go fuck yourselves. You don't get to know anything about us other than fuck you.
That sounds pretty good.
I think you can call yourself a DF.
I'll allow it.
In our little circle here, that's a big honor. Wouldn't you say?
I would agree.
I think it's a big honor being called a DF.
From now on, that's what we'll refer to you as.
But you have to call or Skype or tweet in. Now, for some reason or another, Facebook isn't letting us make a page. We're not sure why.
It will tomorrow.
We're gonna figure out how to get a Facebook page of TDF Radio.
I love whiskey.
Whiskey's good. But currently you can follow us on Twitter. We are at TDF Radio. And you can find us at tdfradio.com.
You can email us at info@tdfradio.com.
And I think I'd like to close here. We're going to close here in a little bit. One of the OG DFs is my beautiful wife.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, really. You don't get to know her because fuck you. But
fuck you.
She shoots from the hip. She never sugarcoats anything, ever. Have you ever seen her sugarcoat anything, James?
I have not, Todd.
No.
As a matter of fact.
No, she doesn't sugarcoat anything. And here's a perfect example of it. This is going to be a regular segment on this show. That hack shit my dad says on Twitter, well, you know what I think of him. He's got nothing. He's got nothing on my wife. This is shit my wife says. And again, no one's going to make a CBS television show about this guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Maybe a Showtime show.
Maybe a Showtime show. But anyway.
Hopefully a Showtime show, you know, maybe, okay. Maybe some Cinemax.
So without any further ado, without any further ado, I was trying to do some kind of cheers. Your whiskey smells like shit.
Fuck you. Shit's awesome.
Okay. Here's the inaugural quote of shit my wife says. I think the term bisexual gets tossed around by girls who say, I think girls are pretty. But it's like, have you licked on a vagina before? Because if not, you're not bisexual.
I tend to agree.
Beautiful.
I tend to agree with her. I mean, I think it's a legitimate statement.
I think it's a
legitimate
statement.
You know, I mean,
don't
get me wrong. I've licked on a vagina. I would not consider myself bisexual. But, like, you know, I think if you're a girl, you can't call yourself bisexual without eating some pie.
I think that's right. I mean, I don't think that you can say, I mean, by the same token, for a guy.
You're not gay if you haven't sucked a cock.
You're not bi if you haven't sucked a cock.
Agreed. I think to be bi, you gotta lick some veg and you gotta suck some cock.
I think you have to, I think you have to enjoy doing both.
You gotta mix up your game.
See, cause you always hear about these girls that are like, oh, you know, I experimented once with, you know, being a lesbian in college.
Is that like, you know, you touched a vagina one time?
I think it's, oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I haven't touched a penis one time, but I haven't had that sort of, equivalent bisexual in quotation mark experience.
That's true. I mean, well, I touch a penis every single day.
Yeah, well, but your own doesn't count. I mean, it's your dog.
Fair enough. Is that kind of the same as how your farts don't bother you?
Exactly. Why would my own farts bother me? I smell them in its glory.
I've had my farts really bother me before.
I mean, it stinks, but at the same time, you respect it.
I think you do respect it. I don't know. I usually let a good one go on my way to work. Like, it just happens, though. Like, I don't plan it. Like, I just get in the car, and I'm on my way, usually 2-3 minutes into work. I let one go. I let a good one go. like I've been holding it, but I like unconsciously I've been holding it.
You know who I really feel bad for when it comes to farts? The guy who sits in the office next to me. Because, you know, I'll be sitting there, and, like, I can hear him talking on the phone. You know, he's talking on the phone about whatever. And, you know, even when he's talking quietly, I can still hear him. And then I'll rip a big-ass fart. And I think to myself, man, I hope he didn't hear that. But at the same time, I know he heard that. I know he did. 100% sure.
You have to know.
And, like, he hasn't said anything. He hasn't been like, damn, you know, or anything like that. But I feel bad for that guy. What I'm worried about, I mean, if he just heard it, he just heard it, you know. He's a dude. He'll fucking man up and
right.
deal with the fact that I farted in the office next to him like it's a big deal. What I worry about is if he can smell it. Because I'm sitting in my office, man, it's a bloodbath.
You can smell it.
It's a bloodbath in there.
Well, I've got a story. From 2001. 2001, I was in a study group. I had some, like, small group project to do. And this... one of the people was already over at my house, and we had started working on the project. And it was this chick. She was kind of weird, but whatever. I had been kind of ripping little ones that weren't like smelling, like all day. So I'm sitting here, we're doing some work on something, and I feel one come, and I don't. The mistake I made here, and you'll see why, is I didn't get up. I didn't get up and excuse myself for a minute. I gambled, and I said...
This is going to be another non-sticky one like my other ones today.
Right.
It's not going to fucking make a big old loud noise.
It's not going to make a loud noise. More importantly, it's not going to stink. It's going to be, you know, just the silent but non-existent. Like, who cares, you know?
Just a little farty fart.
Like, it's just my ass venting a little bit, but, you know, there's no decaying food material in there. So, we're studying up. We're working on this project, and I let it go. I feel the need, and I let it go. And much to my horror, it stunk.
It was a fucking nuke?
It was a nuke, dude. It wasn't healthy, is what it was. You know? Like, something
fucking died in your anus?
Something died in my anus, and it wasn't pretty. And there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't ignore what happened there.
Hey, know? Whatever, dude. You're married now. Fuck that bitch.
I'm married now. I wasn't trying to impress this girl. She was, one, ugly, two, weird, three, well, I don't think you need any others.
Farting was probably the best decision you ever made.
Farting was probably the best decision I ever made, mostly because, look, I'm a likable guy. I wouldn't want this chick liking me.
But she knows you'll fucking Dutch oven her ass if she ever tries to get you.
Dude, if she... This was brutal. So she sits there, and there's no ignoring it, you know? It's like... I don't even know what it's like, but, you know, it's there. It's out there. It's like, oh, here, I just pulled this thing out of my ass, and I just put it on the table in front of you. I just dropped this bomb. Instead of, one, me addressing it, which I didn't, because you don't. I think
you
that's
never
a rule.
Do.
You never do. If you fart and it stinks, you don't.
You don't own up to that shit, unless you're just around the bros. Then you're like... Yeah.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah,
how do you like
bitch.
Me now? You don't do it in mixed company.
No.
You don't own up.
You can always play the sort of, you know, plausible deniability card.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe that fart wasn't mine.
Right.
Maybe I won't Dutch oven your ass if we ever fuck.
So, what ends up happening is this girl tells a story. She just, out of nowhere, breaks what we're doing, breaks the studying, breaks the project, and says, man, I knew this guy once that farted so disgustingly. She starts telling me a story about a third person that farted really badly. Well, my fart is just lingering between us two. And I go, oh, man, that's terrible. That's awful. I just went with the story. I didn't quite know what else to do.
I think she got you with that one. You know?
She got
there's
me.
There's nothing you could do about that. I mean, you know, obviously the story's about you, fuckass, but.
Right. Yeah. It was her basically telling me, I'm going to tell this story where it's you from now on. I'm making up a story about another time that some guy ripped some disgusting smelly fart. But really, I went over to this dude's house to get some work done on a group project, and he dropped a fucking Dutch oven on me in the dining room.
Oh, it's not a Dutch oven if you're not under the covers.
It might as well have been. I mean,
not
this
bad,
thing,
huh?
It lingered. It lingered. And I'm not like one of those dudes that like rips like, you know, non-healthful, gaseous emissions.
That's me.
But it happened. It happened. And, wow. So I didn't think I was going to tell that story. I didn't think we were going to go this long on the introductory podcast. But
had to happen.
We went from licking vag to fart smelling.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
I think this is pretty standard.
It's pretty standard.
Part for the fucking course.
James has finished his whiskey. I am about to finish my beer.
I think that's time.
And I think we're about to finish the introductory podcast of TDF Radio.
Yep. It's been more or less a sound check, testing how this comes through, you know? You be the judge. Let us know.
It's a sound check and a little teaser.
Of things to come.
Things to come.
Anyway, send us an email, info@tdfradio.com. tdfradio.com is a website, and TDF Radio is the Twitter. Hopefully we'll have Facebook. I don't know, facebook.com/TDF Radio, but like that shit's sort of broken right now.
We'll see. They don't. TDF Radio and Facebook are currently.
We're at war.
We're currently at odds.
It's gonna be a fucking battle. Uphill.
We'll figure it out, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Anyway, stay beautiful.
Stay drinking.
Stay drinking.